We're going to learn, again, we're going to make a chonis for Yontif. There's a million things to learn. But it was Hashgacha Pratis. Somebody brought me last night a kuntris that came out from a tzaddik who lived only an hour and a quarter away from us that probably most of you never heard of. He was Nifter not long ago. He was a huge Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik, but so humble and so hidden that many of the people outside of Muncie never heard of him. His name is Rav Moshe Green, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was Rosh Yeshiva, was a yeshiva there in Muncie. He was from the old world with a big mind and a big heart. And I was delighted to see that the Chevra there are putting out some of his tires. I had heard in person over the years a few times I heard him. I was there a few times. And I see that they're beginning to put out some tires. So there's a kuntris that just came out called Moshe Yedaber. And I want to learn with you part of one of the Mamarim for Sukkos. I don't know if we'll be able to finish. I'll go very quickly. It's not complicated at all. It's very, very straightforward and simple. But I think it's such an important yisod for us to do together. We're not going to start at the beginning because it's a little bit of a hakdama that I think we could manage without it right now, so we can hopefully get closer to the end. So you see on page Kuf Ches where it says Simchas Hachag Machas Mechilas Avinus. You see that? Everybody have it? Shalom, you have it? Simi, you got it there? It's all right? Okay, let's learn. Mitzvah says Simcha Shel Chag HaSukkos Muzkeres B'Torah Shleisha Pa'am. I mean, Zman Simchaseinu, the Torah tells us in three places the mitzvah of Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkos. And the same kasha that I had by Tisha B'Av, and we spoke about it then, it's the same question now. All of a sudden, the clock strikes a certain time. And on Tisha B'Av night, so everybody becomes sad. Like all of a sudden, everybody's sad. And the same question is by Zman Simchaseinu. So tomorrow night, Mitzvah Hashem, it's going to be whatever it is, 6:32, and then all of us are going to be happy. All of a sudden, when it becomes Adar, all of a sudden it becomes Sukkos, everybody becomes happy. They forget all their problems. Everything is good. The whole Indian of a kviyas zman of simcha is interesting. Which we know that according to the Torah, simcha is not just a mood that comes over a person. It's not avoda. In our religion, avodas have specific times. Just like there's a time for shachris, there's a time for milcha marav. There's a thing that's called zman simcha sein. Zman simcha sein has a zman. It's not avoda. You have to work at it. It's not just you wait till you're happy. Depending upon, you know, the elections, you'll be happy if this one wins or this one loses. There's an avoid of simcha. And obviously, the ikar time of working on this midah, of the midas hanefesh, which is simcha, the ikar time to work on that is beginning tomorrow night. There's by Purim also. Purim is a different bechina of that. We're not going to it right now, by the month of Adar. But the minat Torah, the Torah says three times. The Chazal and the Psikta are digging deep into this Simcha. Well, what are we happy about? So on the most basic level, when you look at Chumash, it's a very plain and obvious Simcha. It's Chag HaAsif. It's the time that the farmers are collecting their stuff and cashing in. They're reaping the rewards of the hard work that they put in of the long months of the spring and the summer when it comes to Sukkos, so they're able to pick up their paycheck. So that's the pastus when you look in Chumash. It's Chag HaAsif, the time of the Asif. Chazal dig very deep. Obviously, that's not the end. That's only on the surface. Shekavana b'zeh sheyesh lan shleish v'minei simchus b'chag HaSukkos. Of course, the ones that are the one that I just mentioned, and also the Karbanis and the Karbanis of Simcha, and Alila Regal, getting together all the Chevra and Yushalayim. But the one that's least obvious is V'achas Mehen, he has Simcha al Mechilas Avinus. Is the Simcha of having been forgiven for our Avinus. She'zachinu lo b'Yom HaKippur Ma'avar. That a couple of days ago, Yom Kippur, all of us were Zeicha for Mechilas Avinus. We were Zeicha for that Slicha, Kapar, Mechila. Zeo Kavana b'Simchas Chag HaSukkos, Zman Simcha Seinu. Sikta says that in the Shoresh HaDavar of Zman Simcha Seinu is Mechilas HaAvinus. That's the deepest Shoresh of the Simcha of this time. Umetzin l'gabi Simcha Zuh Shal Mechilas HaAvinus Shehizkiru Chazal B'Mokam Noisaf Uhu Masha Amru Amru Mishim Gamliel Lo Hoyim Tarim Liyasal Kam Chamisha Sabavu Chiyama Kippurim. So the Gemara at the end of Tanis says that the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, those are the biggest Yom Tovim. Now, in what way? So Gemara Merisham Bishlam B'Yom Kippur Mishum Di'iz Be'Slicha Mechila. Of course, the great mystery there is what's Tubav. But as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, you understand what the Simchas of Yom Kippur. L'hoi Yom Tovim. What's the big Gevaldige Yontiv of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Mishum Di'iz Be'Slicha Mechila. Was the Ikka Yontiv of Yom Kippur, Mimela, the Ikka Simcha, because that's what a Yontiv is, the Ikka Simcha of Yom Kippur is the East Bay Slicha Mechila, that it's a time of forgiveness. I shall not be a Pshita, she is Simcha Rabba Vatsum Bezeshon Zerchon Mechila and Savan, Yom Kippur, it's Pasha. We're moving on to the Shein Kol Adam Shavu B'Simcha Zu. Obviously, not everybody's going to feel the same when it comes to this Simcha. There's some people for whom when the clock strikes 6:25 or whatever it is tomorrow night, they're not going to feel anything different. The same way that they didn't necessarily feel the Gevaldige Simcha by Matzim Kippur. Some people will feel more than others. Ha'emesi, Sha'averis Hain, Unumglik, Unumglik, Gedal, you'll correct me with the Yiddish, I don't know how to pronounce things properly, La'odam. So, what does it mean? It means a misfortune, right? What's Unumglik? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, misfortune, yeah. Unglück, yeah.
Unglück. So it's a misfortune. Keep your thing on. You're going to have to help me a couple of times over here. So it's a misfortune. It's a misfortune. Meaning a person's a virus. A person's a virus. Or a tzara. They're a tzara to have a virus. Is a tzara. It's a misfortune. An Unglück. Ha'isha shenoyse itai. A pack from a virus. I think I got that one. A person who's schlepping around a package of Averis in his life, a peckle of Averis, how you aim at Mamatsu, aim at Naira. It's terrible. Elish Shlafomim ain't how the Masig is Chaimadar. Listen, but there are a lot of people, they don't think of it as terrible. And they don't feel bad about it. Lachain ain't a Margish Gordel has Simcha Bishash Machapla Averis. Now the guy that's carrying around his Averis and he feels that it's Mamish a misfortune, it's terrible, it's a heavy load. When he's relieved of that, Yom Kippur, when he's freed of that, then he has a Gevaldig Simcha. But a person who doesn't feel that weighed down by his Averis, so he doesn't feel any particular unusual Simcha by Yom Kippur and Nach Yom Kippur. Bar Yisrael Doima, this could be compared, La'odim Shohir Bal Chayv Otsam. This could be compared to a guy that he owed somebody a velt of money. He has all kinds of Chayvus. V'chaveir Shohir Chayv Loi, and this guy, so Reuven owes a lot of money to Shimon, and Shimon's a good guy, and Shimon said to him, Mochalach, all right, forget it. Reuven owed Shimon $100,000, and Shimon said, don't worry about it, it's Mochal. Hagoshes HaSimcha, so could you imagine? Hagoshes HaSimcha t'li b'midas halacha sehigish ha'idei chayvai. If a person has a chayv of $50, and the guy is Michael, $50 wasn't killing him, it wasn't weighing him down, even though maybe he was short of money, he knows $50 is not such a big deal. He'll take care of it. So when the guy says, all right, I'm Michael on the $50, it's nice, but it's not a yontif. But if you owe somebody a velt of money, and you're freed of that, it's each person according to what you feel that you owe. Shim b'shosh ha'yachayv lo'y ha'yamargish as ha'lachatz zu'atchak. If you were under tremendous pressure, you owe this guy $100,000 and you don't have that, and you're feeling tremendous lachatz, pressure, because you don't have the money. That if you're freed up from that chayv, Galitz libo bekirbo besimcha rabavut. Some of you feel an unbelievable simcha. Elishim hu adam shel mhecha teisa yaya nitnit. But if you're a kind of a person that doesn't take responsibility for your life, and the fact that you owe somebody a lot of money doesn't cause you to lose sleep, it doesn't bother you, you're just like this kind of a guy, yo, I have it, I don't have it, you're that kind of a person, it doesn't pierce your heart, then how could I go to sleep? I owe that guy $100,000. How do I go to sleep? How could I enjoy myself if that guy, my friend so much money? So you could be a person that you just don't care about things like that. So then when the guy says to you, all right, you don't have to pay me back, it doesn't feel an unbelievable simcha of relief. Not like the other guy. It's the same thing when it comes to mechilas ha'avinus, to the differences between people of how they feel nachyam kippur. There's a difference between people. You have a certain kind of a Jew, like Rabbi Nachum talks about in Tinyan Zayin, that he walks around and Rabbi Nachum says that there's no heavier weight that a Jew carries than his aveiros. He mamis feels that he's being crushed by his aveiros. You know, so many of the chevra, the kids and others, and even adults that go off the derech, it's not because they don't care. It's they care so much that they look back on the things that the Rebbeim told them were the most terrible aveiros, even though by a lot of the Rebbeim, they didn't particularly feel that weight of the aveiros themselves. They gave good drushes about it, but the kid took it very seriously. And the kid's mom is crushed by this aveiro. The kid's mom is crushed by the aveiro. And he can't face Hashem, and he runs away. There's there people that run away because they're crushed by the aveiro. And there are other people, could be the one that's giving the drusha. He says a nice drusha, it doesn't bother him. It could be he's Isaac in the same Indian, but it doesn't bother him. So he says the drasha. The tzaddik, this person looks like a tzaddik, and he's all from, he's saying the drasha. The kid is listening to the drasha. The kid takes the drasha seriously, and he runs away. He can't, because he's crushed by his aveiros. The guy that's giving the drasha, he could have the same aveiro. Doesn't bother him. You have a Jew for whom his aveiros, he feels his aveiros, and he's in a matzav ra. It's a bad situation. He feels the misfortune of that matzav that he's in. V'margish umgliklich, I guess he feels as a misfortunate person. He feels terrible. For this guy, Yom Kippur, what a yontif. What a yontif. The Baruch Shem came along and said to him, Maisha Yanka, whatever it is, you're potter. You don't owe me anything. It's like you see in David HaMelech, there's one kapitel in Tehillim that's the most famous, Nun Aleph. That's the kapitel of Tshuva, Bevoil of Nasna Hanavi, which in the creation of the Ariza you say every night. So there Don Mel said this Leif Tahor Barali Elokim, and the Pasuk says Mechatosi Tyrani. It's the capital of Tshuva over the Mayas with Batsheva. And over there David HaMelech says, Hashiva Lisisoin Yeshecha. Rabbi Shalom, I'm begging you, bring back to me the joy of your salvation. In other words, forgive me for my sins, because they're killing me. They're killing me. My aveiros are killing me. Leif tohar baroli elokim. Hashiva li sisayin yishchacha. I've lost my innocence. I've lost my pureness. I want them back. Help me, Rabbi Shem, help me. So the Rabbi Shem says to David HaMelech, Potter, you're okay. Clean. David HaMelech, Ushaf demayim besos mi mayna yeshua mamesh. The simcha of sukkahs. There are other Jews, even though they might know the halachas. I'm not talking about people that don't know anything. It's not their fault. But somebody that knows halachas, but he doesn't care. He doesn't bother him so much. You know, I didn't have a mincha. I did have a mincha. I ate something I shouldn't have eaten. Didn't eat it. I looked at something I shouldn't have looked at. I didn't look at it. He doesn't feel the weight. He doesn't feel that he's a bal chayv. Doesn't feel as a bal chayv. Doesn't make him into a big bal chayv. He doesn't hear that this is terrible. He doesn't feel that this is gefährlich. So that guy certainly does not feel the gewaltige yontiv of mechilas avinus. It comes and it goes. The main thing is, he doesn't feel the weight of his avarice being lifted. He feels the weight of Yom Kippur being lifted off of him. Just the opposite. For those who feel crushed by their avarice, they're excited about Yom Kippur, and they have and they feel the yontiv of Yom Kippur. There are other people, all they feel is Yom Kippur is a shver tag, you know, it's like a hard day, and we out of here, and we finish, and we be potter from Yom Kippur. For the Jew who's weighed down by his avarice, he wishes that Nehila was another half hour. For the one who's weighed down by his hunger and his desire for a coffee or a danger or something, he's just weighed down by Yom Kippur. He's not weighed down by it. He just wants to get out of Yom Kippur. Mechilas Avinus Mechitaisa. That's not his enemy, Mechilas Avinus. That doesn't bother him. Yom Kippur bothers him. So Chazal said, oh, Yom Tovim Lisrael, like Yom Kippur. What kind of yontiv is Yom Kippur? Sukkot is a shiny yontiv. Simchat Torah is a shiny yontiv. Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippur. I just want to be potter. Now we know that we have another 300 whatever days until it will be next Yom Kippur, and everybody feels great. And if you could stretch it and make it into skip Yom Kippur 1 year, well, then you're going to have. Someone was telling one of the guys was just telling me the other day that that because of COVID, he had an abridged Rosh Hashanah. I guess with his rabbi's permission, that him and the rabbi made a Rosh Hashanah, they were finished the whole davening in an hour or two. And he said he's signing up ready for next year. Ooh, wow. He's signing up for next year also. Doesn't make a difference even if COVID is over. He's signing up for a 2 hour version of Rosh Hashanah with an abridged machzor. You can tear out pages from your machzor. There's no Nisan HaToykev. There's no Kol Ma'aminim. You take out a couple of pages, you make a Rosh Hashanah 2 hours, get straight to lunch. He said he signed up ready for next year. So, what's the yontif from Yom Kippur? You understand? It's a joke. Rosh Hashanah is a joke, Yom Kippur is a joke. So what's the simcha? The simcha is to eat, and the simcha is to be finished with Yom Kippur so I can eat. To eat on Rosh Hashanah, and to be finished with Yom Kippur so I can eat. That's the simcha. Abachazal hikir b'simcha zu. But Chazal are talking about really, really what's the deepest simcha of this time of the year of Yom Kippur, and then it explodes by Sukkot. Which when you look in the Gemara in Sukkot, you see that the simcha space of Shoeva was a simcha of tshuva. A simcha of tshuva. The old people, the young people, was a simcha of tshuva. The Gila says, "Oh, achas mi ben asimchas asmachas sheish na betkufasu lo hayom toim liyisrael ki yadu choymer hachay." Because Chazal felt the seriousness of sin. They were serious people. Ki yadu choymer hachay veikir begadol hasimcha kineftar meimenu, and they identify. Chazal identify with other serious people who feel the chayv of an aveira, and the unbelievable joy when you're free of that chayv. Zeo pashtus hakavana b'derepsik. That's the pashtus of what Chazal is saying in the Psikta, that the Zman Simchas Seinu is Mechilas Ha'avainas. That's the pashtus. Elisha b'noisev l'zei yesh l'hamik yoyseh b'kavanas ha'dvarim. But really, the tzaddikah goes another two levels. So I hope we'll have time for the third one also. He says, really, we have to understand this on a deeper level. Kini yesh l'hoven ha'lei simchas u sheyeches l'yom kippur. L'chayra, this is a simch of Yom Kippur. But Titan Lono, Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava. As Yom Kippur Mezah. That you gave us Yom Kippur. Lumcha Boil Sabin, Estainu, and so on. So that's Yom Kippur, Dick. So Yom Kippur is Salati Kivarecha. And Yom Kippur, Baruch Shalom, says, okay, I forgive you. Bezerich Nuka Paras Avanis, and we're forgiven. Kamei Shomer Loha Yom Tarmel Yisrael Kim Kippurim. Mekevin Shekein Yeshet Mar Lamed Yishakos Vashay Simcha Zuhi Simcha Shal Chag HaSukkos. So what's the Psikta saying? That this Simcha is the Simcha of Sukkos. Really, the Simcha is the Simcha of Yom Kippur. The Kavanas HaMitzvah Shal V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Why is that the oimik, the depth of V'Samachta B'Chagecha? B'Chagecha. L'chayra Ma Inyad Simcha Zuhi L'Chag HaSukkos. Ela Sheini Mezehu Shemechilas Avanis Kulim Kama V'Kamin Yonim. Yom Kippur doesn't end just by Yom Kippur. Everybody feels intuitively that Sukkot is a hemshech The days in between that we're in right now are unbelievable. Rishon Cheshvan Avinus, because the Levit talks about these days in between. But there's no question that that Sukkot is a hemshech of Yom Kippur. It's a continuation of Yom Kippur. It's the consequence of Yom Kippur. And he explains. What we just spoke about, that the guy was carrying around the heavy burden of Aveiros. That's one chel. And now Hashem took it off his shoulders and he's forgiven, he's free. In Rabbi Yonah and Shari Tshuva, there's a big asik in Shari Tshuva that it's not just, you're not just finished with Yom Kippur. You have to daven for something after Yom Kippur. The ikka davening is after Yom Kippur. What do you have to daven? What's the davening? Thought everything is done. He told me I'm potter. Hashem said, you're potter. So what's the davening after Yom Kippur? What's the whole nina of Sukkot? Because that was the avoid of Simchas Beis HaShoev. It's interesting. I once saw somebody pointed out that Chazal tells that Yonah HaNavi, he was by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and that's where he had a shrus, that's where his nevuah came upon him when he was by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Yerushalayim. And it's interesting because the Rebbe, when it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva, is Rabbeinu Yonah, if the Yonah HaNavi. So Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us about the shleimus of tshuva. Even if the person is officially forgiven. You're forgiven. It's done. You did tshuva. I'm sorry. I'm done. I did tshuva. I'm sorry. I'll try not to do it again. So even though you're forgiven, it's a nachnish fartig. There's still more work to do. Now, what the tzaddik talks about is that first of all, there's a problem that this person has with the mitzvahs that he was doing while he was doing aveiros, because the Gemara says in Saita, aveir mechaba mitzvah. It's a terrible thing, but there is an inyan like this that as a result, it's a machlekes. But as a result of one's aveiros, even mitzvahs that he does don't have chen in Hashem's eyes. It's a terrible thing. The mitzvahs are somehow extinguished. The light of his mitzvahs, as he's doing averus, he puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbos. But the Shabbos, the tefillin are not shining. You know, there's something epis, it's not good. Of course he has to do the mitzvahs. And the fact that he's doing it, the Gemara says that a person, any mitzvah you do, you get rewarded for. But there's a mitzvah. And since this person's his whole life is darkened by his aveiros, his mitzvahs are not geshmak. And he feels that himself, that he doesn't feel excited about his tefillin. He doesn't feel excited about his Shabbos. When a person's weighed down, especially when it comes to the Yonim of Tumah, he doesn't feel happy with his mitzvahs. He does them. Ba'kavanahi, she'odlam shubal aveir v'asim mitzvah hari af, ki omnam yotzi dechavos mitzvah zu. Of course, you have to put on tefillin, and when you put on tefillin, you yotzi. But what's lacking in that person's life is the lechtekite of the mitzvahs, is the or of being a Jew. I don't have to explain that. You know what that feels like. The simcha of your Yiddishkeit, of your learning and of your mitzvahs. Hamitzvah nena me'ira. Selaychnis fadimension. It's not shining for you. The mitzvah's not shining. Zoma shamu aver mechaba mitzvah. And this is what it means in Aveir. It doesn't cancel the mitzvah. The Aveir doesn't cancel the mitzvah. It takes away the light of your Yiddishkeit. One's Aveir is dim, the joy of his Yiddishkeit, of his mitzvahs. That's for sure. We all know that. Okay, we said you're a Yotze. Officially, you're a Yotze. But Vosman can erase Ganemit. Vosman can erase Ganemit from the mitzvah. What could I take out from the mitzvah? Is that chosilo? He doesn't take out from the mitzvah really an R, a happiness of life. You see so many Jews that they're keeping mitzvah, walking around like Tzibrochen, imagine. They have their heads down there. And you could imagine like the B'ditch would run over to this guy, Rav Moshe Lipsas, and say, what's the matter with you? You just put on tefillin 10 minutes ago. You should be dancing. What's wrong with you? Today's Shabbos. Why are you walking around like that with your? You should be so happy. You just did a mitzvah. You just benched lulav. How come you're fighting with your wife? You should be the happiest person in the world. So unfortunately, our averus dim the light of our mitzvahs. It's one of the side effects of averus. Well, there may be Rabbi Yonah Dvar Chiddush, and regarding this, Rabbi Yonah says a Chiddush. A person does tshuva, and he's zeich to be forgiven. Ben Yonah says, "Okay, you're officially forgiven. You're acquitted. You're not going to jail. You're not going to be electrocuted, or whatever. You're not going to be killed. You're acquitted of your crime." But Ben Yonah says, "But your mitzvahs are not." Your Yiddishkeit is still not necessarily a lichtige Yiddishkeit. Your mitzvahs are not shining. Your mitzvahs are still sort of held back in that jail that you built for yourself over the past year. Your mitzvahs are still grounded. Because when you did those mitzvahs back during the year, the mitzvahs were handicapped by your averus. Therefore, Ben Yonah says that a Jew davens, and the main term for this davening is sukkahs, of what David Mel said, Hashiva lisa sign yeshecha, bring back to me the joy that I once had. Shechem l'spail ha'ashem l'vakish, give me tzirik, mine friedike mitzvahs. And he could beg Hashem, give me back my mitzvahs. I did those mitzvahs during the year, but I didn't feel any simcha when I did them because of my averus. So now, after tshuva, you can say to Hashem, "Give me tzarik my tfidik mitzvahs. Give me back those mitzvahs from Cheshvan. Give me back the mitzvahs from Kislev, from Tevis, from Shvat. Give me back those mitzvahs. Give me back those hundreds of tefillins, those Shabbases, all the brachas that I made like I was dead with no feeling. Give me back those mitzvahs. This gevaldige chiddush." This is the crazy Simcha of Sukkos. Ayideh tefila karay yuchzal leher oris hamitzvah shahay yichostalai. Rabbi Yonah says such a thing. Rabbi Yonah says that you can get hashiva lisa sain yishecha. You can get back that which was what was missing from the past year. And if you help another Jew to come back to Hashem Yisbarach and to the tshuva, and you teach him what we're learning here, you could bring back to this person joy that he didn't have, not for 1 year, not for two, for 10, for 15, for 20 years he didn't have this simcha. And he could bring it back to him and say his whole life he's dancing. His whole life he feels a simcha from that. Maybe Rabbi Yonah is not done. Rabbi Yonah says something else, a very, very deep Indian. The tzaddikim talk about this in the context of Purim, with Esther Malka, that her whole Indian was to find Vatisa Chain Vechesa, to find Chain in the eyes of the king, right? Yimatzasi Chain Beinecha. So the tzaddikim say, the Peliyot, some Harin's type, all the tzaddikim talk about this, that Esther Malkim is a Jew who's going through a time of haste upon him. Who's not behaving so good. He's going through a bad time. And all that person wants now is to do tshuva. It's not enough that he's going to be good now. He's asking, imatzasi chein beinecha. It's not enough that I'm just officially off the hook. Do you love me the way that you once loved me? That's the question. So Ben Yonah says, so even though a person could do tshuva and he's off the hook, but it could be that the Baruch Hu doesn't look at you the same way that he once looked at you. The Baruch Hu doesn't want to have much business with such a person that did these disgusting things. Next page. To what can this be compared? This marshal is not from Ben Yonah. This the Rosh Hashiva says this marshal. The Shnei Anoshim is to do by name. You have two people, Reuven and Shimon, that had a big fight. say this. So Reuven comes to apologize to Shimon. So what does Shimon say? Shimon says, okay, I'm oichel you. Forgive him, don't worry, I'm oichel you. I'm a shachata negda. I'll tickle the Turk Arba Amos Misavili, but do me a favor, stay away from me. Do me a favor, don't come to my Dalad Amos anymore. I forgive you. You're not in any trouble. You don't owe me anything. Tell God that I forgive you. But do me a favor. Just stay out of my life. Stay out of my life. I don't need you. What you did to me, how you messed up my life, my kids, my family, do me a favor. Just stay away. Say exactly what does it mean? How do you say it?
He doesn't want to deal with him anymore, like you said before.
Bleibevek, stay away, right?
Yeah.
Stay away. Unmachleikis. I don't want, we're not having a fight anymore. But I don't want you anymore to be in my life. Kena David, so it's scary. So even though the person that was doing a virus, he did tshuva and he's forgiven. The Rishon says, but do me a favor. I don't have such a big inyan with you anymore. To be close. It's not the way that it used to be. After you did that stuff, it's not like it used to be. Even though Hashem doesn't throw the guy away, but he says, I'm not so merutz, I'm not so tzifrin with you. Hashem is baruch, and I'm asking, Shemayim ha'kosev, arvel Hashem minchas, Yehudu v'Yishalayim, like it says by Yehudu v'Yishalayim, and it says by Karbonis, that Hashem enjoys, and Hashem loves, and he delights. He doesn't love and delight, he's not excited anymore. It's coming to Adam, Av ki nimchlov and Esav, as nish naigirig. Naigirig means near? What does it mean, close?
He's not interested.
He's not interested. I have to avoid it from that match. He's not so interested in this person's avoid. But you'd still do the avoid, and the Mishnah says shkoyach, and you get points, whatever. And maybe, you know, you get to Olam Haba. If you have enough points, you collect, and you go to Olam Haba. Like after you win the game in the arcade, and you have enough tickets, you go to the counter, and you get the prize. So you get the prize. But the Mishnah is not so interested in that avoid. This is a misfortune. This is terrible. You have a husband and wife, and they had a fight, and the wife says, okay, say that. I understand why you did it. You went through a hard time. You have law lane is such a thing where a wife sees something on her husband's phone. I hate to bring it up. A terrible thing, because these are things that are going on, unfortunately, all the time. And the husband says, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. And they go to the therapist, and the therapist explains to the wife, listen, he's a good guy, but, you know, it's an Indian. He had this from his background, and it's because of what happened to him in his house, and it's because of what happened to him with his father. And the therapist tells the wife 100 explanations. And the wife says to the husband, okay, I understand. The therapist explained to me why you did this, why you're looking at these pictures, why you made these phone calls or looked at these movies. I understand. It's your father's fault. It's the Rebbe's fault. I understand all this stuff. But do me a favor. Just stay away from me. But I did tshuva. I'm not going to do it again. I told you I'm sorry. It's explained all the, you got all the explanations. Here's a whole book of explaining why people do these things. And she says, I forgive you. But you're not invited in. You understand? I don't have to be more explicit than that. But do me a favor. Closeness, the way that we once were, I can't. Maybe a month from now, a year from now, I don't feel that way. It's a terrible thing. And if you don't have Hashem, 100% on your side, and 100% back together with you, then what are you going to do? Life is not good because you need Hashem for everything and to help you, certainly with the Yetzara, to get over the things you were doing in the past. Hashem is happy with you and you're back together and everything is gevaldik, then he helps you with your inyanim and he helps you get over your things and to be strong, like a good wife who is on her husband's side and she wants to help him and she's there for him. But if chalila Hashem is baruch is not, you know, if the feelings are not what they used to be, then kivyachal Hashem doesn't give you the same siyata d'shmai. You don't have the same support system, the same help. Then you're like a person that's lost. What are you going to do? Then yochal atach is eitz, and again, how are you going to defeat your eitzar? Shabbanina brings that what? Yom Kippur is not enough. Yom Kippur has to be followed with strong, strong davening of what? Hashiva l'sisayin yishach leif tohar b'roli elokim. Rabbi Shalom, I'm begging you to let me back into you, that it could be the way, that make it the way that it used to be. And Hashem has such an Indian. People are much harder. Hashem has an Indian like this. Lift nice al Hashem, lahatul afana, all the Hashanahs. You know, you ask yourself a question. I don't have time to go into this whole sugi right now. I've spoken about it many times over the years. You're having a good time sugi because everything is gevaldik. All of a sudden comes Yom Kippur again, comes to Hashanahs. And by the modern Orthodox, we didn't grow up to Hashanahs. Rabbi was such a serious thing. You know, it's like you were walking around the Hashanahs and the guy standing with the lulav is tickling the guy with the ear from the behind him. We didn't grow up with such a serious Hashanah Rabbah. But I remember being by the Satan Rav Shusanib Hashanah Rabbah. My father would take me to go Hashanah Rabbah. We used to go every year to Hashanah Rabbah, the Satan Rabbi. I didn't know what was going on. I was in a great mood. We were having a blast. Sukkos. All of us were going out bowling and going out to watch the Yankees or something. Next thing I know, my father's taking me and he hears the Satan Rabbah going, oh, Hashanah. And I don't know what everybody's screaming and crying about. Like, what's everybody all upset about? I thought the upsetting stuff ended Yom Kippur. Everybody's happy now. What's the Hashanah? Hashanah! So, but that's what the Tzaddik was saying, that if a person doesn't feel the way down, he doesn't feel that he's got now a couple of hours left of Sukkos, because Sukkos can be already ending. He doesn't feel the screaming, the davening, the crying out, Rabbi Shalom, bring me back to you. Hashanah. Chavuka dvuka bach. Rabbi Shalom, you remember before I did these bad things, I was always chavuka dvuka. We used to be hugging each other. Hayashana. You remember how we used to be together in Yerushalayim when we had the Beis Hamikdash and it was Ashras Hashchina. Hayashana. That's the whole Shana. The whole Shana Rabbah is the whole Shana Rabbah is this Nakuda. When Sukkos is the last few minutes, it comes back to this. Please, Rabbi Shalom, Hayashana. What does it mean? I want this to be like it used to be between us. Because before I did those bad things, you were happy. You know, we were together. It's not the same. Rabbeinu teaches us that through davening. And the avoid of the singing and the rikudim of Sukkot and the Hashanah Rabbah, and then the yichud, of course, is Shmini Atzeres. We're not that time to talk about that, but it's Shmini Atzeres. Is everybody's back together? Mamish. Shiyuch zol adov anochus zeh shakash baruch yisrat zol avados. Nimtzu shibin yitshkuva yesh noya achein chilek echad shmavir mesreya ma'isim imenu avla ein zakol. The fact that your avos are erased, that's not the end of the story. What about the or, the light of my Yiddishkeit, of my mitzvahs? When I was doing those averus, that light was nearly extinguished. I didn't feel anything. Through davening, and also the abaminim and sukkah, it's a lot here. All of this is to bring back that or, that light. But this is Voyager's Yochalia Shaidea Chuba Yiska Shakasbroch, Yishtoiki Kiv Yochalam Svaisa Shalai. That Hashemsbroch now through the Chuba, Hashemsbroch wants your mitzvahs. And that's the biggest simcha. That's why the sukkahs were filled with mitzvahs. Das ist doch der Spitz, was Ayid lebt auf der Welt. This is like the most important thing, the reason that a Jew lives in the world. If a Jew would, the most important, the reason we're in this world is to be Avdei Hashem. And if a person would feel that Hashem doesn't want his mitzvahs, lo amali chai, what's the tachlis of my life? The whole purpose of my being in the world is to serve Hashem. And if my mitzvahs, if Hashem doesn't want my mitzvahs, or if Hashem doesn't care for them so much, because of all of my avarice, that my mitzvahs are not so tasty to him, then what's the tachas of my life? Like Esther Malka begging the king that she should be nice as chayin v'chesed b'ena. Imalamelach toiv. Zo gam ken he in de begodel asim chesom chilas avanis on hegas b'chagas sukkis. That we get back all of the mitzvahs that we lost the past year. Shnevim in the Meshach Hashan, all of those mitzvahs. That's Aleph and Beis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misratza. Now, when you're doing mitzvahs now, it's a new cheshbon. When you're doing mitzvahs, the Baruch Shalom is excited. He's pleased. He's thrilled. Your mitzvahs have a delicious time for Hashem. But maybe we could find in what Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us something deeper and more hidden. But even on the simplest level, when you do a mitzvah, it says mitzvah shambar miyus enayim, that the mitzvahs are miyus enayim that cause the light of one's eyes to shine. Your eyes are opened up through the mitzvahs. Your whole life is a different life, because now the light of your mitzvahs are shining to you in a different way, because Hashem's Baruch gave you back this light of the mitzvahs that were darkened through your avayas. Kudei Hashem Yishar Misamchei Leiv. Kishadim Yoshev Lomad Torah Hayu Misamchei Leiv. When a Jew sits and learns Torah, it's not because I have to. It's not because someone's forcing me to. Every single word that you're learning is Misamchei Leiv Mamish. U'magish Chiyas B'zeh. You have a chiyus learning. You have a chiyus when you do your mitzvahs. It's the most exciting thing. It makes you the happiest person in the world to do the mitzvahs. Because the avarice causes a person's life to be mamish darkened, to be darkened. I'll skip a little bit. And Kshodim, look at the next paragraph for the Kshodim Oisig Mitzvah Hashem Masim Toivim Olav Lashgiach Shalehim Echitza Seilu. Because when you're doing Avarice create walls, barriers, so you don't feel the joy of those mitzvahs. You don't feel that you're being elevated by the mitzvahs that you're doing. You go the whole year doing these things because you have to. You don't feel that they do anything for you. You don't feel elevated by them, because every Avera is a Mechitza. So Olav Lashgiach Shalehim Echitza Seilu. And Yom Kippur, and this time of the Sukkot, we determined not. You get back what you lost. You get back the mitzvahs that you didn't feel. You get all that joy now. You get all that joy. And there's no greater simcha than you thought you lost something and you find out that you have it. It's the biggest simcha in the world. It's the biggest simcha. The Ritzina talks about this inside Yisharim in many places, and the Ishbitzah, his father, they talk about a lot of places. That you thought you lost something and you find out that no, that all along Hashem had for you all of the simcha of your life that you didn't feel because of your avers, Hashem was keeping in a bag for you. And when you do tshuva and you daven to have it back, Hashem gives you back that simcha. That's the biggest simcha. You thought you lost it and you have it back. Can you imagine? Someone told you, God forbid, that there's a war. Someone told you, kid was killed in the war. You got, and then someone then comes an hour later and says, no, it was a mistake. It's not your kid. Everything in your kid is fine. Wow. It's the biggest simcha in the world. to get back that which we thought is finished. We thought we don't have. We thought it was gone. It's the biggest simcha. The Radzina brings a raya. It says in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim that Rabbi Yochanan was very happy. His face was tzuhuvos. His face was shining. And the chevra, his chevraim asked him, or talmid, I don't remember. The chevraim asked him, like, why are you so happy about it? So what he said was, tosefta atikosa shamina. There's an old tosefta that I forgot, and now I heard it again. Now I got it back. It's an old Torah that I didn't remember anymore. I heard it again. That's what it means. You do tshuva, and you daven for that, the Rebbe Shalom gives you back something that was lost. And it's a gewaldig thing to get back what you thought you didn't have anymore. You get it back. And you feel a gewaldig time. Look at the bottom of the page. V'yesh b'zeh prat naisav. There's another thing here. After the parsha Bikurim, there's a whole big deal was made about the Bikurim by Shavuos, and it says over there, "V'samachta b'chol atoyv ashenosn l'cha Hashem elokecha." Page Kuf Yud Beis. It says by the Bikurim that you'll be b'simcha v'samachta b'chol atoyv with all of the good that Hashem has given you. Now everybody says that, right? I mean, v'samachta b'chol atoyv. It says to everybody, v'samachta b'chol atoyv. Even you have one guy who's a rich guy. And he brings a gold basket with all kinds of fancy fruit. And you have another guy, he has a little field that's like, you know, 2 by 2 feet. And he has a tiny little cucumber, whatever, a tiny little apple. And he brings it. So, but it says, V'samachta b'chol atoyv v'shanosn l'cha Hashem l'ka. P'shuta shel miku, she'yismachim ha'dvar ma'tvayim v'shanosn l'kach baruch. The simple pshat is that you're happy with all the stuff that Hashem gave you. So if Hashem gave you a lot of stuff, you're happier. But Hashem gave you less stuff, you're not so happy. But the pasuk's talking to every single Jew. It says, "V'samachta b'chol atoyv v'shanosn l'cha Hashem l'ka." So he brings the Tiferes Shleim, and it says like this: "I will b'sev Tiferes Shleim b'yador nizgav pasuk zed." Tiferes Shleim explains a very deep thing. Tihine yesh l'fam shakadosh baruch hu oizel adam luskas l'ashivus muflagias b'dvar macher. Sometimes Hashem helps a person to become very rich. But it gets whatever, something very. He gets a lot of something. He reaches some adregis and ruchnias. It's still not called hakol. Kavanis hakol of samachta b'chol hatoyv. He gamkin amad shom chazal ain toyv elatoyra. Ena chenami hakol mashikibul meis Hashem yesh esmach. I was a lot kol. Ike mashiyesh esmachi ashenos nocha Hashem ulkech. The biggest simcha. You could be the richest guy in the world, and you walk around, you're not happy. Because you know where simcha comes from? Tiferes Shleim says, "Ashenosn l'cha Hashem elokecha." When you stop and you think that the Baruch Shalom loves me, and he gave this to me, that's what makes you happy. The fact that your boss gave it to you, no. The fact that you won this in the lottery, or you got this from a stock or something. But if you are able to be in that place of "Ashenosn l'cha Hashem elokecha," he gave this to me. Why did he give this to me? He gave this to me because he loves me. Whether it's Torah, or Shar Ruchnias, or Shar Tzarchim Chiyim, or whatever, physical things that you need. You have to recognize, Mihu Hanoisein. Who's the one that's giving you this? Ashenos Nocha Hashem Lokecha. V'aloi Lahav Lokha Hashem Melech Yovel Odom. If the king comes and the king gives you something, even if it's a small thing like a souvenir, but you got the king himself gave you a little souvenir. That's $10,000. He gives you a pen. The king gives you a person, his personal pen. And this costs a certain cent, costs 10 cents. I mean, you can't get a pen for 10 cents anymore. Or nickel. Machsha Melech Anoisein. The point is, the king is the one that gave you his pen. Haliyesh b'zeh chashivas mitzad anoisein. The chashivas is mitzad anoisein. Who gave it to you? The melech, the president, is the one, the king, the president gave it to you. It doesn't under him in chashivas. It's a different chashivas. It's not just because you got something good. That's why it could be also a guy that just that grew a little apple. But that guy with the little apple is happier than the guy that's got 100 acres. Because the guy with the little apple, he knows who gave it to him. Melech Malachim Lachim gave it to him. For this person, this make a difference whether it's an apple or it's an orchard. That when you reach new levels in Ruchnius and you get something in Ruchnius, you understand the Pshat and the Gemara, whatever it is. It's a gewaltig thing. Even deeper than this, when you live this way and you're always thinking about me, you're always living a life where you feel Hashem's love for you. Now, the biggest gift a Jew can get is forgiveness. It's better than the apple, and it's better than the apple orchard. The Baruch Shalom says, I'm taking you back in. You're moving in back in with me, and we're totally good the way that it used to be. That's the biggest gift of all. So when you think about that Hashem is giving you back himself, he's giving you back himself. If all you did to him, not like the wife that's angry, and she's not talking to the guy, or she's barely talking. The Baruch Shalom is giving you back himself, mamish. The way before you ever did anything. Not only that, but it's even better. It's gewaldig. He doesn't have deals like that with Goyim. The Baruch Shalom is such an inyan because Oyev Ami Yisrael Ad. The way the Baruch Shalom loves the Jew. The Baruch Shalom gives a Jew a choice and he gives him an Eitzah. The Baruch Shalom is begging us, Shuvu Eilai. He gives us an Eitzah of how to get back on his good side. He says to the person, what to save yourself from what it means from there. I don't know. From there, from that place?
Yeah, from where you are.
From being so far away. Save yourself. The Baruch Shalom has murdered love for you. The one who you did it against. Not a therapist. The Baruch Shalom gives you the eight to how to get back on his good side. And he's begging you. How to get out of the mess. That this should awaken the person on a Hava Rabbi of Yisrael Shemayim. You do my Mistam B'Shem Echad Mitzadik based bells. And one of the tzaddikim from Bel said, "Amash Shomer l'fnei Kriyishma, Ahav v'Soylem b'Ahav Rabba." So right before Kriyishma, we say, "Ahav v'Soylem b'Ahav Rabba." When Mesapim and Gadol Ahav v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shiroyim b'Zesh, right? Ahav v'Soylem b'Atan Hashem. We say all these gevaldik things about Hashem loves us, and He gave us a Torah with all of His love. V'Yeshem l'Amarim b'Zoyis Davka l'fnei Kriyishma. Why do you say that Davka before Kriyishma? How the whole love story of Hashem loves us? Elinin who? Because by Kriyishma we say what? That it said Hashem, the mitzvah is that we should love Hashem with all of our hearts. How should a Jew feel this love for Hashem? Where does that come from? We express therefore in Ahavas Olam, when you think about how Hashem loves you, then you could love Him. But if you don't feel that He loves you, then what do you love? What do you have to Him? And the greatest sign of Hashem's love for a Jew is that He gave you the Torah. He gave you the Torah and mitzvahs. Can you see this? The Torah, any rakat Torah, atzma greda. Achein gam zeh dover toiv mard. The Torah is geshmak just to learn. Avul ikra brochi ahavas oylem ki mizesh nosn lakash brochus taras aroyim gadol ahavas oylem. Because the Baruch Shalom only gave us the Torah. Atu bechatan mikol ha'am. Ahav toiv sanu retzisa banu. The Baruch Shalom only He gave us the Torah. That's the meaning of simplest Torah at the end of Sukkot. The great love that Hashem has. He loves every individual Jew as I came upon him upon him. Then you could feel that's why you have a Ahava Soilim or a Ahava Rabba you have before Shema Yisrael Vahavta. And Mimela, V'havta is nishkain kasha. It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha to love Hashem. Kiyodea, kiyodea ata, go to the Havskash Baruch Hu. You know how much Hashem loves you, so it's not a kasha. How do you love Hashem? So too, when we come to Sukkot, which is the Simchas of what Mechilas Avainas, he then rak Michaz de Hashem Merubim. It's only because Hashem's unbelievable, immeasurable of what because of his great love for Klai Yisrael. Lachain leirak shnos an eitz losh. Not only did Hashem give us an eitz how to do tshuva. He said, you got to do tshuva. And he told us how to do tshuva. What does it help you to look at this? Because these days of Sukkot, Yom Kippur is Yira. It's tshuva mi'yira, hava mi'yira. But the Kedushas Levi says that the days of Sukkot and these days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are tshuva mi'ahava. What does it mean, tshuva mi'ahava? Ki lefi shiroyim gadol ahavas Hashem lanu, when a person thinks about how Hashem loves us so much that he gave us Yom Kippur. But Tita Lani is Yom Kippur, Hashem can't be a Hava. It's Yom Kippur. He gave us such a thing, Bahava, Yom Kippur. L'chol Yisrael, Ms. Barnabas, and you think about it, Zen Ma'irim, be a Bivade, a Hava Yisrael Yuchedis, that shows them an unbelievable love. Because you're Yoshim Besukkah, when you sit in the Sukkah. Or you put on Menichim Tfilm Mispalim. Or after Sukkah, you go back to putting on Tfilm and you daven. It's an Andrew Minahava. It's a different love. Because you're Yoshim Hashem, love. Then you feel an unbelievable love for Hashem. This is the great simcha. You come then the way you're supposed to come. What does it mean?
Oh, you reach the point where you need to reach to.
Then you reach the point where you need to reach. That's the tachlis of Yom Kippur. Then you were able to reach that which you needed to reach, that which you had to come to. So I don't know about you, Chaver. I had a tremendous earnestness. I saw this morning at around 1:45, and I did a whole rikud. That my granddaughter downstairs said, "What was going on, Zadie, upstairs last night?" I was doing a rikud over here, Mamish, from this Torah that we just learned. I hope it helped you dance also. Hashem is Baruch. Loves us, continue to love us, and he loves us more than ever. Tavshin Pei Aleph, it's more love than ever before, more than ever before. Tiyashnas Ahava Pnimis, that's Tavshin Pei Aleph. There should be a love of Ahava Pnimis. I know, I just thought of that. It works out. It should be such a Ahava. We should feel that Ahava in every single bone, every single inch of our lives. We should feel that Ahava, and then we'll understand that we didn't lose anything. Everything we ever did in our lives that was good, Hashem's keeping it in escrow. And it's up for us to take it out, to get it. Each one of us should take big bundles and peklach of good things and to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Simcha, and we should be zeichet to Hashem that this should be the last time being away. We should be zeichet to be together in Yishalam, Glashav Amitis, maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.